You know him, you love him, and you can't go to Europe without him. PBS TV travel host Rick Steves with us this morning to talk about his new TV series, Rick Steves' Art of Europe. Rick, I'm looking at the book that you have out about Europe's top 100 masterpieces, Art for the Traveler, and it's quite something. And over the years, I guess you've been exploring a lot. You've gone down into tombs and climbed up domes, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, we've had a lot of fun, and after 20 or 30 years of writing guidebooks and taking groups around Europe and making TV shows about all of that, it's really fun to weave together the art, the whole story of art, from the cave paintings and Stonehenge right up to Picasso and then beyond, and that's kind of what we've done with our new six-hour series that's airing all over the country on public television.
So is the idea here, Rick, to showcase some of the artwork that people can see on their various travels?
You know, I've had an ethic right from the start of never showing anything on TV that our travelers can't do themselves. So this is all accessible. Anybody can visit any of this stuff we're going to show. And for me, as a tour guide and a travel writer, the challenge is to give people the context so they can step into the Pantheon and be adequately wowed, so they can climb up the spiral staircase of Sainte-Chapelle in Paris and be surrounded by the greatest Gothic space in Europe and go back to a mindset of 800 years ago, and so they can turn around the corner and see Michelangelo's David standing there like on the high altar of humanism and see this is the beginning of the modern age when the shepherd boy is sizing up the giant and saying, I can take him. And that's like Europe stepping out of the Middle Ages and say, yes, this is humanism. Now the best way to glorify God is not to bow down in church all day long, but to recognize the talents God gives you and to use them. And that was the spirit of Florence 1,500 years ago when Michelangelo was making David, and that's why David ended up right there in front of the Medici Palace when it was finally finished. It was inspired the people of Florence, and for us as, you know, travelers and art enthusiasts or just curious people, to be able to understand the context of the art, who paid for it and why, helps us get more out of the experience. People always ask me for budget tips. How can we save money going to this or that gallery? You know, you're going to pay about the same, but if you can understand what you're looking at, you'll have triple the joy out of your admission ticket.
Yeah, many of us have been fortunate enough to see Michelangelo's David. Do you feature a lot of artwork in here that maybe is not very well known, Rick?
You know, we've had to distill it down to the greatest pieces of art to make it all fit in 6 hours. To be honest, that's quite a daunting challenge to tell the whole story of Europe's art from the pyramids to Picasso in 6 hours. And I wanted to feature the marquee sort of pieces of art, Botticelli's Spring and Michelangelo's David and Raphael's School of Athens and the water lilies by Monet and Picasso's Guernica. But there's lots of art that I've just got a personal passion for that I made sure to get into the show just because it's fun to broaden our horizons. Fra Angelico is one of my favorite painters. He's the most exquisite painter of the High Middle Ages and probably the most spiritual painter you'll ever encounter. For him, it said, painting was a form of prayer and he couldn't paint a crucifix without weeping. Well, that's pretty exciting to get into his mindset when he's painting that fresco on the cell of each of those monks that were in the monastery that Fra Angelico ran when he took over Florence and derailed the Renaissance and turned it into theocracy again. Much, much later, you can have the Romantic painters and the Romantic artists of the late 1800s. And understand, for the first time, people were climbing mountains because they were there, and people were communing with nature in the wonder of the Cumbrian Lakes District of northern England. And to understand that this, nature was almost a religion in itself, and people were celebrating that with their paintings. And, before I go into the nature of any country, I like to go to the National Gallery in the capital of that country, whether it's Oslo or Berlin or Copenhagen or Edinburgh, and look at the National Gallery's collection of romantic paintings of that country's natural wonders, and then I get that sort of mindset of how the local people were inspired by their natural wonder, just like Americans are inspired by the Grand Canyon and so on, and that it just it accentuates the experience for me. So art can be a wonderful way to weave into your whole travel experience, and even if you're not traveling, to just better understand what was going on through the ages.
My wife and I, and many WGN listeners, will be going on a cruise next May, and part of the itinerary, Jerusalem and Cairo, and I imagine there's some beautiful artwork to see there, isn't there?
Oh, I'm so glad you're going to Cairo, because Egypt has amazing art, and my series is called The Art of Europe, and I had to include Egypt just because it's part of the evolution, you know, and Egypt was connected with the whole evolution. You can almost see the torch of civilization pass from Egypt to Crete with the Minoans, to the Greek mainland with the Mycenaeans, to Athens, and then to Rome, and then to Paris, and then to London. It's so fun to see this sort of progression. And when you go to Egypt, you'll find a lot. Back then, you know, they really believed you could take it with you. And they put all their good stuff into the tomb with them. And then if you're rich enough, you'd build a whole pyramid to protect your tomb. And then things are locked away for 4,000 years, and it's hot, and it's dry, and it's dark, and, you know, things are going to just stay exactly the same. So when they excavated these things, it is just perfect how these are well preserved, and they've got great museums and great tourism opportunities in Egypt. So I'm sure on your cruise you'll enjoy that, and we enjoyed filming that. And one thing that I was able to draw from in as we wove together this six-hour series was our archive of where we've shot over the last 20 years all over Europe and in the Mediterranean world, from Egypt to the Orkney Islands and from Finland all the way to Lisbon and the south coast of Spain. So to put that all together was a fun creative challenge, and really for me it's an opportunity as a tour guide for letting people see things in the context. You know, we do a big deal on Guernica by Picasso, for example, which was Picasso's masterpiece, done after that tragic the first aerial bombardment in history in the Spanish Civil War, when Hitler had his Luftwaffe and he thought, hey, I could drop bombs from my airplanes and just wipe out cities. Franco was his fascist buddy, and Hitler said, would you like to let me give my Luftwaffe a whirl on your Basque people who are causing you so much trouble? And they destroyed the town of Guernica, and Picasso really made the most powerful piece of art, I think, in 20th century Europe. And with Guernica, you've got you know, a woman howling at the sky and horses screaming and soldiers falling with broken swords and bulls, the symbol of Spain, wondering what's going on, and a modern Pietà with her mother and her dead child, all woven together as Picasso puts a human face on collateral damage. You know, just I think just that little 30-second explanation, if somebody could hear that before they step in and see that amazing mural by Picasso, they would more adequately be able to understand and appreciate it. And my challenge with this great opportunity as a teacher and a tour guide and a TV host is to weave it together in a way that lets people understand why art matters and how to see it in the right context and just how to carbonate the experience by understanding who paid for it and why.
Can't wait to see the new series, Rick Steves' Art of Europe, here on WTTW in Chicago. Watch for it. Happy travels. Rick, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Bob. Happy travels to you, too. Thank you very much.